You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
I think I have a theory on why the kid movies are successful. Completely different audience.
Yeah.
You're just starting over with
it. And by the way, Avatar was the second one. That was 13 years
later. Yeah, for sure.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. It was a long time between movies.
Avatar, you're right. I'm looking at the way I wrote it down. It was 2009 was the original and 2020. And you know what I would say? I think that that period of time is right on the edge. Because when Avatar 2 came out, which I did see in the theaters, I'll never forget that one.
Yeah.
It was long. That was my only issue. I took a break in the middle of the movie.
Did it feel like the same story?
It felt like the exact same story.
They were just underwater. They were
just in water.
That's all.
I agree.
Instead of flying.
And I didn't love it. So I know it grossed a lot of movie. It's the second highest revenue from a sequel. But I'd argue with it right now. I think it sucked. And I think 13 years is right on the edge. Mm-hmm.
The reason cartoons work is because the characters don't age. You could do Toy Story 12, as long as you have a Tom Hanks and people to voice it, that's fine. I'm proud of you, though, by the way, Evan.
Why?
You didn't jam in one of your worst takes you ever had.
What's that?
That Back to the Future 2 is better than the original. I'm very proud that you didn't, because it's not.
I'll tell you the reason I never brought it up. So I do still think that. I'm a big Back to the Future guy, as is Jet. Mm-hmm. Like, he's been Marty McFly twice in a row on Halloween.
Nice.
It doesn't fit any of these things in terms of like...
No, because there's only 4 years between the movies.
Right. It also didn't gross the highest revenue. It didn't win an Oscar. And for whatever reason, Rotten Tomatoes likes it, but not nearly as high as these other movies. So I would just be jamming it in because of my own opinion. I was being independent on this. I was really studying the whole sequel phenomenon.
Sean, for not doing your homework, we had a pretty good discussion about it.
You're welcome.
That's because we don't need Sean half the time. I just need to do it myself. It's one thing I've learned. And Tommy was very impressive. He knows a lot.
I'm mad about the Paddington 2 because I saw it, and one of the reasons I watched it is because I went, what was this rated? Because I'm a big Rotten Tomatoes guy. I live and die by it. I'm like, excuse me? It's like a 99 on there. I don't know if it's worthy of a 99, but it's an excellent movie.
It's the highest rated from Rotten Tomato in sequel cinema history.
Is that right? The highest?
That's what higher than Godfather 2, higher than Toy Story 3, higher than Goldfinger, higher than everything.
Did I miss when Rotten Tomatoes became Rolling Stone, by the way?
Else do you judge?
There's not a lot of other ways to get judgments on these things.
Because think about this, Sean Teague, everybody. My opinion is my opinion. Your opinion is your opinion. We want to be fair about, what do the majority think? You know what I mean? Like, so I could sit here all day, like Tommy brought up with Back to the Future, and say it's the best of all time. I know that's just my opinion. So the beauty of Rotten Tomatoes is it lets you see what most of America thinks, whether we agree with it or not.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't necessarily agree with that list. What?
I can't even. Why are their pants hanging by you?
Yeah, so this has been going on for a day now. I was listening to Big Mac last night because I really wanted to hear him, you know, go crazy on Brian Cashman about how much he loves him and how everyone's an idiot. And all of a sudden, as he's really getting into his open, he's like, yeah, Brian Cashman, kiss his ass. He's like, why are there jeans hanging from the studio right now?
Did he? I just noticed it too.
So he said it, he moved on. And then today, when I was doing the crossover with Sal, I said, you know, we were talking about Marcus Stroman, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the conversation, I was like, what the hell's going on with these pants? And so he has informed me that BT decided to hang his pants up there. I don't know why.
What?
I don't have context, but BT, who was not here today, or was here but was at home, hung his pants on like a bar in the studio.
No chance!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A picture of it.
Did he lose a bet and it signals that Sal wears the pants in their relationship?
Come on, dude.
I have no idea. But it's random.
Come on, give it to me.
And it's one of those things where it's hanging out here and it takes you a while before you notice.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like I was staring at a highlights magazine, you know?
Yeah.
You're like looking for it.
Yeah, so BT's hanging his jeans here. Maybe he wet himself and hung it up.
I've got no ass.
All right, let's get to some of your calls. A lot on the table. The Mets, the Yankees, Micah Parsons hates Dallas, and of course, we're talking sequels at 888-808-1019. Let's go to Rico in Massapequa. What's up, Rico?
What's happening, guys? Here's another good one. All the Star Wars made in the 70s, and they come out with the 90s with the prequels. Not yeah. sequels, but with a kid Darth Vader. Willy, right? Remember that?
Yes.
Kid Darth Vader.
Yeah.
And another good one, Willy Wonka. The next Willy Wonka was with the prequel, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
That's, you know what? That's a good, prequels to me are a completely different animal.
Right.
Because I think the beauty of the prequel, and I'm a huge fan of prequels. Like, we've seen TV shows that are prequels. Yeah. What was the Superman TV show? With the prequels.
You mean?
Oh, Smallville?
Smallville,
yes.
One of the most successful shows. It actually is such a brilliant concept because I think people like knowing where it's going to go, and this is the slow build to get there.
Right. How did we get here? It's what Star Wars is doing with all the spinoffs of the characters. So Boba Fett and what was the other one? Mandalorian.
Yep.
Andor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just tells you the story before the story.
And Game of Thrones doing it too.
100% right. I haven't watched the Game of Thrones one, though.
It's a brilliant idea. I mean, you couldn't pay me to watch Game of Thrones or Star Wars, but my point is, like, I respect the concept. It's a brilliant concept.
And the Star, I mean, Phantom Menace is an abomination, so it actually points to your point. It was a horrific. It's
don't
the
even
worst
know
Star Wars. The first prequel was hideous.
I don't even know what you're saying, but if I'm taking a victory, thank you. You're welcome. Let's go to Jay in North Jersey. What's going on, Jay?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, what's up, guys? I call in a few times. Quick baseball and a football point.
Yes.
Evan, you're very technical. I know you do all the books with the Mets and all this stuff, but can you see the future with baseball where each starting pitcher only goes six innings max? Because that's where it's turning to be. And then everybody just builds up their bullpens. I think that's the future of baseball. You're not going to see complete games anymore. Do you agree with that?
I think we're already there. I mean, how many guys go deeper than six innings already in baseball? If I had to predict, though, Jay, I think it's going to go the other way. And I'm not sure when. I do know that right now, that baseball you described of no complete games and guys going six innings. I mean, we're already kind of in that planet.
Yeah.
It's moved that way. But I think in sports, you know, Tiki made this point, turned out to be right about a year ago about, hey, running back's coming back. I think the starting pitcher's going to make a comeback.
Hmm.
I don't know when, but I think we're going to start to see organizations put less of an emphasis on velocity and spin.
100-mile-an-hour, you know, studs. Who are actually better suited to be relievers.
Right. Because you blow yourself out after like 35 pitches.
Right. Have a 100-mile-an-hour fastball and a slider and be a close and be a relief pitcher as opposed to trying to do that and then mix in three or four other pitches to be a starter.
Yeah. I think that eventually we're going to see that comeback, and it may happen because baseball implements rules that tries to, you know, kind of convince managers and teams to go about things differently. We're almost rewarded for going deeper into games. But we're not there yet, and we're not going to be there for a while. That's something that takes a while to grow.
Right.
But I love the sport. I love pitching. I know that we live in a world in which going to the ballpark to see a pitching matchup is dead. And that used to be a thing. Like,
it wasn't that long ago.
I know.
When Jacob DeGrom was here.
Dude, but my wife knows this better than anybody. My Mets schedule on games I go to, because I do not go to every game. I used to. I don't do it anymore. I pick my spots. It was literally around his schedule. If Jake is pitching, I'll move things around. Now it's a Tuesday. You know, the kids are doing this. The kids are doing that.
He's on the mound. Yeah, I don't really care.
And that's not a knock
on. I'll score from home.
Right. It's not a knock on Kodai Senga, Sean Manaea, or any of these guys. It's just that the uniqueness of, hey, I got to be in the ballpark to watch this guy.
Yeah, well, you're not guaranteed. It was almost like you were guaranteed to see something great happen.
Right.
Whereas now it's kind of like, I have no idea. It could be great. Probably is not going to be.
But you know what else? Like, if there were more, forget just the Mets having that guy. If there were more starting pitchers that were just stars the way they used to be, I would probably be more drawn in on, hey, that pitching matchup, I got to go to that game. Mm. You know what I mean? And we don't have that. Like, we just don't have that sexy pitching matchup that we used to have.
They're in the league. We just don't have them necessarily.
They're very few, though.
Yeah.
Zach Wheeler, Paul Skeens.
Skubal.
Tariq Skubal, absolutely.
You'd want to see those kids. They happen to be kids, but you'd want to see them pitch.
You're 1,000% right. If the Tigers came to town and Skubal was pitching, yeah, I'd make it.
I'm trying to think
mission,
off the
yes.
top of my head, though. Who else? That's probably it.
I think when Gerrit
Cole. Maybe Ohtani, but it looks like he's jacked up again.
Yeah, I think the Ohtani thing, they're saying cramps, so hopefully it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. The thing with Ohtani is you're really not going to see him pitch. You're going to see him do both because it's so unique.
Right.
It's not like he's that kind of pitcher.
It almost doesn't matter that he's pitching.
Right.
You're just going to go see him because he's just a superstar.
And he's doing something that no one else does. Yeah. He's able to hit at a high level, pitch at a high level. But to your point, like the list of guys that I would change my schedule to go watch live, and obviously everyone has a different perspective on this. I'm sure there are people listening right now who say nobody. They wouldn't pay to see Zach Wheeler. They wouldn't pay to see Tariq Skubal. But to me, it's, bro, Skubal, and I don't even know if it is Zach Wheeler anymore because he's on the Phillies, and I've seen him a lot, and screw him. So it's really Skubal.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody else I'd pay to see. Is there anybody else? Am I missing anybody?
No. It's Skubal and it's Skeens.
Skeens, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I forgot Skeens. You're right. Skubal and Skeens.
We had that with the All-Star game.
I forgot what random day they were on. I watched Skubal pitch. I just watched the entire game.
It was a Sunday night game, Teague.
Sunday night. I was just like, why am I watching this game? But I couldn't stop watching it. And he pitched. He was great.
Yeah. And that's lucky when ESPN can get him on a Sunday night because then you got the eyes on you. In fact, I think the Tigers are the Sunday night game this weekend, but they are not pitching Tariq Skubal.
The last two times they've been on Sunday, it was 2 out of 3 weeks they got Skubal.
That's not bad.
It's almost like they arranged it.
I mean, this Sunday, it's Tigers.
Why not? I would.
Right, but AJ Hinch ain't listening.
No, true.
This weekend, it's Tigers-Phillies. Very appealing Sunday night game, I think, for all of us as baseball fans.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.